Hello you. Welcome to Live and Die in Arkham, which is a podcast about the Arkham Horror LCG from Fantasy Flight Games. As it's the first episode, just a little introduction from myself. My name's Matt. I'm a player from Bristol in England. I started playing Arkham at launch. I was a big fan of other FFG games, starting off with Netrunner. And then I moved to the Game of Thrones LCG, which I'm very sad that FFG killed, but is still staggering on at the moment, which is great. I've played a lot of Arkham over the years, sort of off and on, but with lockdown happening and recently breaking my arm, I've been playing quite a lot, and I thought it might be kind of fun to narrate some of my adventures in Arkham. Full disclosure, I'm not very good, so I'm probably not going to do great, but there's always, you know, it might appeal to the sadists amongst you. I'm going to be playing through the Dunwich Legacy, Return to the Dunwich Legacy, which I only got yesterday, so I've not played through. I suppose like most other Arkham players, I've played through Dunwich quite a few times, but I'm not really familiar with many of the changes they've made, so this will be as much of a surprise to me as possible. And I am taking Preston Fairmont, a solo Preston Fairmont deck, which I built with help from some people on the League of Extraordinary Investigators Discord, and sort of tinkered around with. I don't claim to be a great deck builder, but I've always liked Preston since launch, since he came out. Yeah, I like the design. I like the fact that he's not really good at anything, but he's got a lot of money and he uses it to get out of trouble and cover up for the fact that he's not very good, which is odd because he's kind of like the Tory party and I hate them. But sorry if you're Tory, but you don't have to listen. So I'm going to be taking Preston through Dunwich. Narrating as we go, I'm going to try and talk through what I'm doing, what I'm thinking, and then after the scenarios are done, I'd welcome any kind of feedback, most of which will possibly be quite damning, and suggestions to the deck, and things like that. I'm also out ready to go. I'm going to read the prologue from the Dunwich Legacy, just to set the scene. So yeah. Let's go. Dr. Henry Armitage pours himself a glass of Pinot and sits down at his desk, gesturing for you to sit across from him. I apologise for the short notice, he begins. His face is pale, his forehead sweaty and wrinkled with worry. Armitage, the head librarian of Miskatonic University and a former mentor of yours, privately contacted you in the hopes of gaining your assistance. Eager to help, you made your way to his home in Southside. Upon entering, you were surprised to find his home in disarray. Books and notes litter his desk, and an empty bottle of wine is tipped over onto the ground by the fireplace. You'd always known Armitage to be neat and well-organised. The elderly man takes a moment to collect his thoughts. I'm looking for two of my colleagues, Dr. Francis Morgan, Professor of Archaeology, and Warren Rice, Professor of Languages. Warren was supposed to meet up with me over supper earlier today to discuss several important findings, but he has since gone missing. At first I thought nothing of it, but I have a nagging feeling something else is going on, a very familiar feeling. You've never seen Armitage quite this worried before. His hands tremble as he reaches for the glass on his desk and he sips from it nervously. I tried to find Francis, hoping he knew where Warren was, but he too is out of touch. Francis has been spending a lot of time in some gambling den, or so I'm told. I sent for you because I'm worried Warren might be in trouble. I'd appreciate it greatly if you could find him for me. You may also wish to ask Francis for help if you can reach him. So, from there we get the first branching point of Dunwich. I've decided to take Preston to the Clover Club. As from what I remember, it works quite well with people who have money, and Preston certainly has quite a lot of that. So I'm all set up. I've drawn my opening hand. I haven't looked at it yet. I've got a random weakness in the deck, and I don't know what that is either. I asked my wife to pick one for me. So I'm hoping it will be a pleasant surprise when it comes out. I'm also really hoping it's not amnesia, because the last two campaigns I've had amnesia, and yeah, I find it probably one of the worst ones. So, in my opening hand, I have... it's not bad. I got Leo De Luca, which I think is a definite to keep. Rise to the Occasion, which could be useful. Scrounge for Supplies, which I'm going to mulligan. I haven't got enough targets for that yet. A Fire Axe, which is always handy to have. And an Intel Report, which is great for Preston because you spend money to get clues. So I'm going to keep four of those. I'm going to shuffle Scrounge for Supplies back in. As previously stated, I broke my arm a couple of weeks ago by falling off my bike. So if it takes me too long to shuffle, I'm going to edit it out because I don't think any of you want to hear me flailing around uselessly. I'm sure there are other podcasts for that, if that is your thing. I'm not here to judge. Okay, that's fine. So I'm going to draw my last card, which is Small Favour, which is paying money to damage enemies. So that's pretty much exactly what I want to see for Preston. I've got the Return to Dunwich. So I've selected one of the Clover Club ones. I don't know which one yet. So I'm going to flip it over. Cool. It's the new one. So Forced, after Clover Club Lounge is revealed, put the set aside Clover Club stage into play. Which is here. While it's at one, Clover Club Lounge gains, look at the top card of your deck. If it is an ally, you may put it into play. Okay. Otherwise, draw a limit once per round. That's quite handy. And in there, we've got the Clover Club Pit Boss, who's strutting around like he owns the place. Should have said at the start, by the way, we should put a not-safe-for-work tag on, because I do tend to swear, and Arkham is quite frustrating. So... probably not suitable for work, unless you work on like a pirate ship or something, I don't know. Here's the Clover Club Pit Boss strutting around. At the minute, he is no threat, because on Agenda 1A, we have, you have entered the Clover Club casino in search of Dr. Morgan. The club is bustling at this late hour, filled with patrons looking to relax and drink or make it big. You don't appear to be in much danger. Each criminal enemy gains aloof. So at the minute, he's just wandering about with nothing to do. And the act is you need to find Dr. Morgan, the club is packed. Perhaps someone knows who he is. So I need four clues before I can advance that. Okay, so I think first things first, with Preston, I'm sure you know, but in case you don't, his special ability is he starts off every round with four extra resources, which is obviously fantastic, and they will go at the end of the round. So they're kind of money that you need to spend, unless you spend an action to move it to his resource pool. As I got Leo, which is one of the best allies in the game, he costs six, so you normally wouldn't be able to afford him straight off the bat. But I'm Preston, so I'm flush with cash. So I'm going to straight off spend four from family inheritance and two from the pool to put Leo into play, which gains me an extra action and gives me some soak as well in case things go south, which they probably will. So that's action one. I'm going to put a fire axe into play as well, in case I have to deal with anything. Hopefully not. So that's two actions. And then where shall I go? I'm going to move to the stage and see what that's got in store. That's a new card with return. So it's a new one on me. And it's a shroud one location, no clues. Clover Club bar is connected to the stage. When it is Act 1, which it is, Clover Club stage gains action. Spend one resource. Oh, cool. Place that resource on Clover Club stage. If there is one resource per investigator on the stage, gain one investigator per clue from the token pool. I think that makes Preston pretty happy. So my second action, my third action, I will spend a resource. Put that on the stage and get the clue. So that's one. And then I have one left, thanks to Leo. So I guess I'm going to move back into the lounge so I can head into the bar or the card room next round. So now we are on to the enemy phase. Full disclosure, I recorded about 10 10 minutes of gameplay before I remembered that the pit boss actually had the hunter keyword, so he would have been following me around. It didn't change anything up to this point, so I'm just recording from there. We are now in the enemy phase, and I'm standing in the lounge with the pit boss. He only activates when you discover clues at his location. So at the minute, he's got nothing on me, mate. So there are no enemies. It is now upkeep. So I'll take a resource. I'll draw a card, and I've got decoy. Automatically evade an anomaly enemy at your location, which I think is probably going to come in handy sooner rather than later. And then it is mythos. So here we are with the first mythos phase of the game. And we have cursed luck. Put cursed luck into play in your threat area. You get -1 value during skill tests. Okay. Well, I've always wanted to play Calvin, so now I have a row of zeros. After you succeed at a skill test by 1 or more, discard cursed luck. Cool. Okay. It's fine. I mean, when you're on 1, you might as well be on 0 anyway, right? Let's commit to this thing. Cool. Okay. So, my next round, I am going to move into the bar. Here we go. So, Clover Club Bar. Shroud 3, 0 clues. When it is Act 1, Clover Club Bar gains, spend 2 resources, gain 2 clues from the token pool, and remember that you have had a drink. Spoiler alert, I'm probably going to have a drink. I've just gained my 4 resources from the family inheritance there. And I think for my second action, I'm going to spend those. Spend Daddy's money on getting a scotch, I'd imagine, in it for Preston. So I'm going to have a drink. But that means I get 2 clues. And I get 2 cards. So whatever's going to happen from me having a drink, that's future Preston's problem and not mine. I've got scrounge for supplies, which is good with the money spending cards. And look what I found. After you fail a skill test by 2 or less, discover 2 clues in your location, so that could be quite useful. Okay, so I've had 2 actions. I've got 2 left. I guess I will move back into the lounge. And then with my last action, I'm going to move into the card room. While it's Act 1, the card room gains, spend 2 resources. Preston's absolutely loving it, isn't he? Spend 2 resources, reveal a random chaos token. If it's an elder sign, you get 2 clues and 2 resources. If it's an even number, you get 2 clues from the token pool. And if it's an odd number or a symbol, nothing happens. So I think my next turn is probably pretty well planned out there. Enemy phase, the hunter, pit boss, I remembered, is going to move into the card room with me, just following me suspiciously, like a security guard at Primark. Not speaking from personal experience there, of course. So he's just loitering around, doing his thing. There's no other enemies on the board. I'm going to go into upkeep, get a resource. I've now got 3 resources, get another card. Unexpected courage. So just 2 skill pips. Could be useful. Check my hand size. 7. Still alright at the moment. And then mythos. So we're now on the second doom. Second mythos card. Twist of fate. Reveal a random token from the chaos bag. If you reveal an elder sign or positive number, nothing happens. Any other number, take 1 damage. Any symbol, take 2 horror. Ooh, okay. It's a -2. So I'm going to take 1 damage, which I will... I'll put on Preston. He can handle that, I think. I don't want Leo going anywhere just yet. Okay, so now I'm in the card room. And if I gain any number of clues, the pit boss is going to attack me. And who needs that? Not me. Okay, so I need one more clue to advance the act. It's been so long since I played Dunwich that I can't remember what happened at La Belle Luna, whether there's any clues I can get there, or whether I just head there to lure the pit boss away next turn and then scoot back past him with my extra action. Think I'm going to do that. I'm going to go and check out the La Bella Luna. So that's going to be two moves. So one, two. So there is one clue there, which is all I need, with a shroud of two. So I've taken two actions. Might as well investigate. Having said that, I'm not even going to bother investigating. I've got my intel report, which is two resources, so I'm going to pay that, discover a clue at my location. So I now have the right number of clues, so I'm going to read the back of Act One. Put the set aside Darkened Hall into play. If it's Agenda One, discard cards from the top of the encounter deck till a criminal enemy is discarded and spawn it in the Darkened Hall. Okay, so put the Darkened Hall in, which is by the Clover Club card room. And then we discard cards until we find an enemy. And we got a mobster. Got a mobster hiding in the Darkened Hall. Just lounging about with his crowbar. A horrible man by the looks of him. Wouldn't want to mess with him. But that's what we're going to do. Okay, so I have one action left. I'm going to move back into the Clover Club lounge. Yeah, enemy phase. So the pit boss is going to come and hang out with me again in the lounge. He's very stern-faced as the pit boss. But I suppose you need that, don't you? In the profession. Don't know, I've not done it. I had a lot of jobs, but not a pit boss. The other mobster is not going to do anything because he's not a hunter. I would go to upkeep. So I'll get my resource. I'll draw a card. Track shoes. Yeah, nice. Get plus one agility, and after I move, before enemies at my new location engage, you exhaust track shoes. And I can, if I test agility three, if I succeed, move to a connecting location. That's quite nice. So I can hopefully be sprinting about a little bit, leaving mobsters in my dust. That's the plan. Okay. So that was upkeep. Let's see what the mythos has in store. Dun, dun, dun. O'Banion's thug. Okay, so he's still aloof, I'm guessing. Jesus, the place is crawling with mobsters now. But I'm going to put him in the lounge as he's still aloof. While he is engaged with me, you cannot gain resources. So, yeah, that's going to suck when they actually start getting nasty. But at the minute, we're okay. So, I now need two clues to advance my next act. Dr. Morgan is somewhere in the private section of the club where only VIPs and the club's managers are allowed. If you're to find him, you're going to have to sneak or even fight your way in. Only investigators in the VIP area may spend the requisite number of clues as a group to advance. So I need two clues and to be in the VIP area. And then I can move on. I've got three Doom on the agenda, so I'm guessing the mobsters are going to be on my tail when that ticks over. Which will be fun. So I'm going to try and get there as quickly as possible. What do I have here? Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, I'm going to make a move into the darkened hallway, which is two moves. So that's one, two. When you reveal darkened hall, put the three set aside back hall doorway locations into play, which are here. So I saunter past the mobster, giving him a little cheeky grin, and then I'm going to move into one of them. This one, which is the back alley. So there is one clue on there. Shroud of One, Victory of One. And I can also resign that way if I'm feeling suddenly like it's all too much, which, let's be honest, it's a bit like that, isn't it? Okay, so that was my three actions. I've got one more. Let's investigate, shall we? So I've got my curse luck, so I'm operating with zero. I'm going to chuck an unexpected courage in, so I'm two for one. I'm going to chuck look what I found in as well for the skill icons, so I'm now four for one, and I can hopefully get rid of curse luck. Minus one, nice. Okay, so I have my clue. I'm going to get rid of curse luck, so I'm now back to a massively respectable one across the board. Scary for a bit there. And that is the end of my turn. Right, so enemy phase. Mobster's going to stay there. The pit boss is going to make his way up into the card room. The other thug's going to stay there. We're going to go to upkeep. And that's another unexpected courage for me. Mythos. Right, so that's going to tick over. Dun, dun, dun. Your questioning has drawn the attention of several men, hired thugs by the look of them. They do look like hired thugs, they're horrible. Francis doesn't want to be bothered, one of them says. We suggest you leave the premises before we force you to leave. Shuffle the encounter discard pile into the encounter deck. If the players have completed extracurricular activity, which I have not, go to 2B. If the house always wins is the first scenario, advance to agenda 2A. Which is Underground Muscle. Most of the other patrons seem oblivious to the mobsters and goons closing in around you. Hired goons. But you recognise this for what it really is. You're about to get roughed up. I think you're not wrong. So they've presumably now all lost aloof. And they're going to kick the absolute shit out of me. Which, you know, who needs that? Certainly not Preston. So I'm going to see what I can do about that. I need one more clue. And then I can advance the act. And then I have to draw a Mythos card. I'm just going to shuffle it in first. You're going to have to bear with me. Oh, there's a police helicopter overhead as well, which is a little bit of ambience for you. Straight from Bristol. There we go, that wasn't too painful. Okay, and I'm going to draw a Mythos card. And it is Caught Cheating, which I have not done. So that's good. But it does mean that it gets Surge, so... Curse luck. So yeah, back to being Calvin again. Joy. Okay. So, I am now in the back alley. I need to get another clue, and I need to get into the VIP area. So So I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to collect my big stacks. First action, I'm going to move back into the darkened hall. This mobster's going to engage me. You fucking wise guy. You fucking mook. So what I'm going to do, I could evade him, but I'm frankly feeling quite vengeful. Quite angry at being approached. So I'm going to pay Small Favor, which is an event that costs two. I am going to pay an extra two, so it will deal two damage. So basically, I think an assassin just steps into the darkened hallway and puts a crossbow through the guy's head. That's how I see it anyway. I'm not sure what that says about me. But yeah, so the mobster's gone. So I'm now back in the darkened hall. That are two actions. And now I will step into one of the other doorways, I guess, for my third action, which is the VIP area. Fantastic. And that has got one clue on it. So I need to get one clue, and then I can advance the act. That's obviously my last action in that one, but that's okay. Enemy phase, the pit boss, who is now furious. He's coming into the darkened hall, and is going to step into my location next time and fuck me right up. So, when you're in the VIP area, you cannot draw cards or gain resources during the upkeep phase, which is a bit annoying. But, there you go. That's how the VIP area works. It's not my club. Can't judge. And then it will be Mythos. So, it's only very three Doom agenda on that. So, not a lot of leeway. And a Mythos card. Cursed luck again. I did shuffle these, but there we go. Well, I can't get below zero, surely. I wouldn't have thought. Yeah, I don't think you go below zero in Arkham, so fuck it. Okay, and now it's my go. So I will collect four beefy, beefy resources. Beefy, beefy resources. I had a cup of coffee just before I started recording, and it might have been a bad idea. Okay, so first action, I'm going to play Scrounge for Supplies for zero money. And I'm going to add Intel Report back to my hand. My second action, I'm going to play Intel Report, discover the clue. I guess I'm going to advance the act now, as I've got the right amount of clues. So I've had two actions. If the players have not completed extracurricular activity, that will be me. You find Dr. Morgan gambling in one of the VIP rooms, but he appears to be playing cards with two unconscious bodies. What a lad. His pupils dilated as though in a trance. He can't seem to stop laughing, smiling, and chatting with the other players. He's having a bad night, isn't he? Put the set aside Dr. Morgan into play in the VIP area. Where are you, mate? There he is. Advanced Act 3A, all in. Cool. Okay. So I've still got two actions left. We're in Act 3A. With or without Dr. Morgan, you have to get out of here fast. While Dr. Morgan is not controlled by a player, he gains parlay. Action, parlay. Test Will 3 to shake him out of his daze. If you succeed, place one clue from the token bank on him. If there is one investigator, one clue per investigator on Dr. Morgan, take control of him. Okay. If each undefeated investigator has resigned, advance. So I have to try and get hold of this fella, parlay with him, and get out. I know where the back alley is, so I can easily get out and take the attacks of opportunity. I might do. So Will 3. So I've got rise to the occasion here. Commit to a skill test you're performing only if the difficulty of that test is at least two higher than your base skill. As my skill is nothing, it's definitely higher than that. So I can chuck in rise to the occasion, which would make it 3, plus an unexpected courage, which would make it 5 for 3. Five for three, it's about as good as I'm going to get, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, 5 for 3 to take control of Dr. Francis. -2. Beautiful. Okay. There he is. We've got control of Dr. Francis. That was nice. And then I have one action left. So. Well, I don't know. I succeeded at the test, so I'm going to get rid of Curse Luck by one or more. I could move back into the darkened hallway. And then the mobster is going to attack me in the enemy phase, but then I can just jump out the door the next turn, which seems pretty good. Yeah, going to do that. So I move back into the darkened hall. The pit boss spots me, steps right up. It's now the enemy phase, so he's going to hit me. Me and Leo, sadly. Leo's collateral. He took a hit, I took a hit. And then it's the upkeep phase. So, I draw Swift Reflexes, which gets me another action. So, Mythos. Something in the drinks. Each player has had a drink loses one action. That would be me then. So I'm back to my normal 3. And then I draw a swarm of rats, which are going to be nipping around my feet. Yeah, it's my go. I've got 3 actions. So I guess I've got pit moss and a swarm of rats engaged with me, but all I need to do is run out into the back alley, which I'm going to do, which will kill off Leo because he's going to take one of those damage. I'm going to take 2 more, and then I'm going to resign and get the hell out of there, controlling Francis Morgan, which seems pretty good. If you're listening to this and I did anything massively wrong, then please feel free to comment somewhere and tell me. But yeah, that deck seemed to work pretty well. Not sure how much of that was luck or the scenario, but I guess we'll find out when we go to the museum next time. Thank you for listening. I'm going to post these updates on Facebook and Reddit, etc., when they come out. So please subscribe if you did enjoy, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye bye. Just to say, I realised that when I put Francis Morgan into play, I should have taken Leo out. But as Morgan had more hit points than Leo, I'm just going to assume that it went on him. I hope you can forgive me. Bye.